Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host on tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I have a very special treat for you on tonight. We have a very special best seller who is coming to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. But before we do that, let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask with this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask, Lord, would you bless each person who's listening and those who will listen at a later time. We ask, would you bless our guests and bless each and every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And on today, before I call our guest, Ms. Alexander, I would like for you to know that Ms. Sonovia Alexander is an international best-selling author, and she currently has 34 titles under her belt. Did you hear what I said? She currently has 34 titles under her belt. She is the proud owner and CEO of the Snow Publishing Company, where she currently has 20 authors signed. She's going places. She's doing things. She's a mother of four. She's a wife. She's a writer. She's been writing ever since the age of 7. She has 2 hit plays entitled "This His Downfall, Her Blessing," and "Flesh of My Flesh." And these 2 poems or plays were both based off of her best-selling books. Without giving you more information, I want you to be curious and I want you to be inquisitive. And I want to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Sonovia Alexander, and we are preparing now to call her. And thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Give me just a second.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Ms. Alexander?
This is Ms. Alexander.
Ms. Alexander, how are you doing? This is Alfreda Love from the AlfredaLoveShow.com.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Now, I've already introduced you, and I just had a few questions to ask concerning all of your gifts and talents. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, Ms. Alexander, can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and also tell us about your book, Silent Cries?
Okay, well, my name is Sonovia Alexander. I'm 35 years old, married, 4 children. I'm a writer, publisher, author, playwright. I'm a Christian. I think that was important to say.
Yes, ma'am.
And I actually have 35 titles that I've written. My Silent Crash project is a 7-book series that I just now adapted from book to a web series.
Wow. Excellent, excellent. So you wear many hats. Good.
Yes.
All right. Now, you've written 2 plays from your best-selling books, Flesh of My Flesh and His Downfall, Her Blessings. Tell us a little bit about those 2 plays. Tell us about the plot, the setting, and the theme that you have within those plays.
Well, the both of them are 2 Christian books that I've written. These were actually, His Downfall, My Blessing was actually the first book I ever wrote. And it's about a woman who's a pastor, and her husband is having multiple affairs due to the fact that his wife couldn't bear children. And there's a message that I send out in the book where, and also in the play, that when you honor God and you continue to have faith in God, there's nothing too hard that he can't do. So in this passage, the husband who had the affair on his wife turns his back on God, turns his back on his wife, and actually marries her sister. And the wife, in return, met and fell in love with her first love, continued in her ministry, and God turned around and blessed her with 2 sons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, what is Flesh of My Flesh about?
Well, it's something similar, but not the same, but it is something similar, Flesh of My Flesh. We actually aired this play last year in April, and there's a wife who's also in ministry, and her husband, who wasn't in the ministry, but because of his past life and his secret life that he was living, when they first got together, it comes back to haunt him, and it destroys his family and makes him apart.
All right, all right, good. Now, you turned Silent Cry into a web series. Tell us a little bit about the motivation behind that and the process.
Silent Cry is based on my family. Well, all of the members of my family, I use us all as the characters. The motivation came behind this story when my little sister, who acted a character named China, my little sister, it wasn't until maybe 6 years ago that we learned the truth, me and my family learned the truth about her past relationship, where she was dealing with a guy who was supposedly a pimp, and he was abusive to her. And I was inspired by her in that story that she told, you know, by the time she told us, she was no longer with him. But when she told us the story, I was inspired about it to write about it and, you know, tell a little bit more about the things that my family have gone, you know. So it's a, like I said, it's a 7-book series that I wrote on this. So you gotta read it.
Okay, okay. Now, one of your goals are to take your work to the big screen. What are you doing to meet that goal?
Well, I'm actually, you know, sending out work to different producers, you know, trying to attain where I can network and get my name out there. I have tons of festivals that I'm going to be sending work to as well. So I just have to put myself out there and try to network and until I can get the help and the connections that I need to take my work further.
That's good. What has been your most challenging project in setting up your visions and goals?
I wouldn't say I've had a challenge in anything, because when you have a dream, when you have a goal, and when you put God first above all, there's no saying of what you can't do. I never use can't in my vocabulary. So anything that I put my mind to do, I do it.
That's right. That's good. Short and sweet. Okay. All right. what 3 words would persuade readers to seek your work?
Well, twist, because I always have a lot of plots and twists. You have, let me see. I have plots, twists, entertainment, suspense. I could keep going on, but I'm trying to find some smaller words where I don't have to go into details behind them. But suspense, they got to get suspense, because people never can tell where I'm going to go with a story.
Right.
I'm going to be entertaining, because I keep your eyes glued to the book or to the screen wanting to know what's going to happen next. And with my plot and twist, you don't know where I'm going to go.
That's right. That's right. And let me ask you this. This question came to mind here. So you write, your work is nonfiction, but you add some twist into it, which may be over exaggerated, right?
Uh-huh.
I got you. Okay.
But no, but all my stuff is actually fiction. When I say that I wrote stories about my family and the Silent Five, you know, I've used details that happened in our lives, but everything in that book is not true. We didn't kill our family members.
Oh,
we didn't kill our family members or anything like that. Yeah, it's getting crazy. But so none of that stuff happened, but the parts where the abuse takes place and things like that, those are all facts. And how our family are a close-knit family and we're very family-oriented, that's a true fact that I did put in the book.
All right, that's good, that's good. Okay. What new projects do you have in progress?
I also have another web series coming soon as well. We're going to change the title. But the title of the book, because it's a 7-book series as well, is called Ghetto Love. So, yeah, I know. So we're going to actually change the title, but that's a new project that I'm about to put into work as well. We were just trying to wait till we get Silent Cries off the floor before we tap into this project. I have my plays. I'm going to do His Downfall, My Blessing. I'm going to get to that. We're going to actually put that one out as well. And then I have a 10-day release coming up with 10 new books that I'm working on.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, would you like to say anything else that has not already been said?
Just if you have a dream and goal and becoming anything, nothing is impossible. I'm the type of person that I dreamed of becoming a writer ever since the age of 7. And because I had faith in myself and aspirations, I'm actually living my dream.
That's good. That's good.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
That's great. Now, how can individuals contact you or purchase your work?
They can reach me on Facebook as Synovia Walker Alexander. My email address, they can contact me at silentcriesweb@gmail.com. My Instagram is @silentcriesseries, so they can reach me at any of those.
That's good. Now, this is my last question. You've signed on 20 new authors. What is the criteria in order to be a part of your network as an author?
Well, they have to send in 3 chapters of their work, and it has to be a completed manuscript. I'm sorry if y'all hear the outside. I'm outside. I just actually stepped out of church because I'm at church.
Oh,
so
okay.
I came outside to take this call. But they can send me 3 chapters of their written manuscript to snowpublishing@aol.com. We actually go through the chapters to make sure that it meets the criteria. And if it do, then we talk to the authors and we get the information. We talk to them about what we offer, and if they're in agreement, then we go from there signing contracts.
Okay, great, great, great. All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to church. I want to appreciate you for taking this call and stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Alexander. She is actually in New York, and so we're honored that she was able to take our call. And we learned a lot. One of the things that I want you to take from this particular interview is you can do everything with God, okay? She has her own publishing company. She's looking for authors, so if you're interested in writing, then you too can submit your work to Snow Publishing. And if you listen to this particular interview again, you can receive all that information. And that's the beauty of this particular ministry is everything is archived. So you can hear it over and over again, okay? And so be sure to go through all of the different programs because there are a lot of information and we continuously network. That's what the OurFreeToLoveShow.com is about and the StellarGospelMusic.com is about, all right? So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this particular interview. Be sure to call somebody, tell somebody that the OurFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com was on. Be sure to give them this number, 347-843-4981. That is the direct number to the studio. You can call in and listen. You don't have to speak, or you can begin to ask questions. We love questions. A lot of you inbox me and said, I just love to hear, you know, the individuals on there. I love to hear the ministry. But it's also good to interact a little bit. So ask questions, and let's get to know each other and connect and make this world a better place. Amen? Amen. I have a couple of announcements to make before I bid you a good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to go to those different places and listen to the ministry. In addition to that, make sure if you're an artist, writer, actor, actress, anyone who is interested in being on the AfreedaLoveShow.com, community leaders, musicians, producers, writers, please Facebook me at AfreedaLove, or you can email me. This is the best way to contact me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Continue to pray for all of your family members and your friends and those you know and those you do not know, and, of course, yourself. Pray in season and out of season. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Be very specific when you pray, not only for yourself, but for your family and your friends and those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure you go to the website, AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com, and check out everything on that website. We're actually updating the website. Go also to StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, as I said before, if you have any events, email them to me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. One of the things that this ministry is moving towards is we will be official. God's will, pretty soon, in a couple of weeks, we'll be official media professional. We'll have our license for this particular ministry, and we thank God for it. And so we will be able to cover all over the world. We will be a nationally known media industry. And so we're going to set up some things in addition to radio, in addition to the interviews and the services that we provide. Okay? So thank you so much. Keep tuning in. Keep telling people about AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, you continue to pray. You continue to remain healthy. Continue to trust in God with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge Him, and He should direct our paths. Always listen to God. God knows the answers. We pray for each and every person. We pray for those who are bereaved. We pray for those who say, pray for me. We pray for just everybody. I want to wish each and every person a happy birthday. If your birthday is this month or if it's today, I want to wish you a happy birthday from the AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, I want to tell you that God is good. When is He good? All the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. I want you to stick with us. I want you to continue to listen to the AfreedaLoveShow.com. I know that our schedules are hectic and things go on. And usually this particular ministry comes on at night because that's the best time. But sometimes we come on during the day, during holidays or weekends. But I want you to continue to check out AfreedaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. If you're one of those individuals who would like to know every time the ministry comes on, all you have to do is go to AfreedaLoveShow.com, click on it, the radio part, and you will be at blogtalkradio.com. And then all you have to do is click on follow. It'll ask you to put your name, and you can put your name. You don't have to have a radio show, and it's free. And then every time this particular ministry will receive, you will receive a text. You will receive an email. Okay? So be sure to do that because we would love to have you on the ministry, and I would love for you to listen. So be sure to share this ministry with someone. As I said before, call in all writers and poets. Check out Miss Alexander. And I want to thank each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love. Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.